Too bad the Jovitos don't know you the way I do, Belloc.
Yes, too bad. You could warn them, if only you spoke Jovitos. Hokana Matuso! Robata!
What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back. I'm Blair Bomber, and Greg Kennedy just sprinted into the apartment and into the bathroom where he is now. How you doing, Greggy? Greg's shitting himself. But that's okay, because this episode is not about Greg or about shit. It's about Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark with my good friend, my friend. I'm going to call him my friend, even though we haven't said it publicly yet. My good friend, Cy Hill of Cincinnati, Ohio, is coming on here to talk Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Cy's great. He's a comedian out here. He's a good buddy of mine. And you know what else, dude? Quick plug, go follow Cy's Burger Blog. It's on Instagram. It's him talking about burgers in the city that he loves. It's fucking dope, because he does shit that he likes. And if you like it, sometimes other people will like it too. And then you get a nice little following and everything's okay. Okay? So go follow Cy, but listen to this episode first. Listen to the whole episode all the way through. It's good. Cy's great. I'm, you know, me, so. And wish Greg luck as he is destroying the bathroom that is also like 2 feet from where I sleep, because it's a small apartment. And when he shits, it just kind of wafts into my room. I'm gonna light a candle for him, I think. But hey, this episode 12, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark with Cy Hill. The Lost Stark in Indiana, like Indiana Jones and a Game of Thrones crossover. Harrison Ford would be great in that. If it was like young Harrison Ford, it doesn't matter. Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark with my boy Cy Hill. Let's go in 3, 2, 1, and go. I do an intro. Talk about you for a second. I read like the premise, the prologue of the movie, and then we just
Nazis baby.
Dude, this, you know, just before we even get into like the plot of this, you're talking like this thing is like an overall movie. Dude, for a Disney movie, it's super violent.
This is Disney?
This is Disney.
I guess it is.
It's Spielberg, it's George Lucas. Like, this is fucking Disney as fuck. And it's so dark. They murder so many people.
Yeah, dude, people are going left and right. dude, he's just and honestly, I loved it because I love Indiana Jones. But like I think he's like the classic American traveler. Like, he just goes to the country, he's just like stomping his fucking swinging his big dick, American dick around. Just like he's like mean to like all other people.
Right. Yeah.
He's like not a good guy at all. Kind of.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, because he's an American dude, but then he's smart as shit, so he speaks the languages. So he's not like, I know your language, I can speak it too, so fuck off. So he knows what's going on all the time, but he doesn't really pander to anybody, or he panders to everybody, which is annoying.
Yes.
It's like that Tom Segura, Steven Seagal bit, where he's like, Steven Seagal's always just doing fucked up shit all the time. Of course, I have my fucking phone on, because I'm the asshole.
Professional.
Dude,
Sorry, Nazis. You're going to describe it or something.
Yeah, no, that was just kind of like my overall take is like watching, because I watched this movie as a kid. I saw it when I was really little, you know, and then you watch it like every year until as an adult, as you get older. And this came out on Netflix and I hadn't seen it in probably a couple of years. And you look at it through a different lens, I guess I did, because now I'm like, oh, wait, dude, this is like real violent. And it's only PG-13. And the only reason it's not rated R, because it was rated R originally, because they said that the head explosion at the very end was too violent.
Yeah.
And the way to get it from to get the censorship to chill out was they just put some flames over top of it. Oh. So it wasn't a vivid explosion of his head. And then they dropped it down to PG-13.
Damn. That, like, it's just like graphics are so like much better now that like as a kid I remember being like scarier, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't believe I did watch this as a young kid, and I don't even remember it being as like, it was just an adventure story. It was like, you know, he's like an archaeologist going out doing stuff, so it seemed more like an adventure. But then I didn't realize there's like 75 people seem to die.
And everyone kills people. Like, he's killing people throughout the entire time. It's literally... And then there's no remorse, ever. He'll literally murder a truck full of Nazis, but they're Nazis, so it's all... Like, the men are in
uniform.
That's
how it's fine. It's all Nazis.
I heard I remember reading this thing about why we don't feel bad about all the deaths that we see in Star Wars. Because you could argue there's never been more death in a trilogy than there are in Star Wars. They blow up a space station.
Planets are getting eliminated.
Yeah, we don't care. But we feel bad when a planet is murdered because it's like, oh, those are the good guys. But the reason we don't really register when someone from the Empire is killed is because the stormtroopers, because they're wearing the masks. So it dehumanizes somebody in uniform. Same with the Nazis. It's like, they're Nazis. We know how terrible they are. Because this was made in 81.
Is it set in 81?
It's set in 1936. It's pre-World War II.
Okay.
But it's like after the Nazi Party was like coming. It's before the U.S. had gotten into World War II. Okay. So the year is 1936.
Okay. Because I was wondering... I was wondering when it was set. Because I was like, the Nazis were pretty, like, pretty big.
No,
like...
it was 81. It was 1981. Magic Johnson was just diagnosed with HIV. And then the Nazi Party was a really big thing in Germany.
Yeah. You know, the roaring 80s.
The roaring 80s. Dude, okay, because I have to get this whole thing in order, because otherwise I'll just go off the rails. Probably the greatest opening sequence in a movie ever.
Yeah, iconic. With the fucking, the whole, like...
The booby traps.
The booby trap, like, the entire, like, who's the dude he's with? Just some fucking local?
Well, yeah, it was the... Okay, so the way it is, there's two locals. There's like the indigenous tribe, which is the ones in the loincloths, the ones they're blowing the blow darts. And they're with the other Belloc, the villain. And then Indy befriends the like more, you know, regular ass dudes, I guess, yeah, of the area.
Also, just quick side note, two famous rival archaeologists. What a plot line, dude. What? You know how common it is.
You like, had warned them. If only you spoke Swahili. It's like, what? It's the dumbest. And then I was watching it, and I was like, if I think about it, the booby traps were all trash.
Yeah.
They're all very easy to get around.
Just like put your hand through some light?
That's I don't understand. The other ones are like, okay, don't step on this thing. Arrow shoots you. Pull the thing. The ball rolls down. Okay.
And then you swing on like the pass. First off, that did not seem like you could jump that that gap,
right?
And where like they had like the swing because
Indiana Jones seems pretty short.
Indiana Jones jumped it at the end and he like caught himself. But if he had like
with no running start either,
exactly. No, if I had running start, easily.
But he didn't even back up. Like that thing was closing, and he said, "Fuck, I'm not gonna be not running." He went like almost like a broad jump.
He broad jumped,
and then he rib caged it so hard. And he's like reaching for the weed, that little root, and
they
it
really,
slips.
Like in the other ones, I think he uses the whip more, right? Because he didn't use the whip as much as I thought he did.
Yeah, because he used the
did
whip.
Did he use it whip later in
he
the
used,
movie?
He used the whip at the to swing across.
Yeah, and but not but like because in the beginning he like, at the very beginning he didn't have the whip because the guy's like, "Give me the thing and I'll give you the whip," and he's like, sure, and then he like drops a whip or whatever.
You know, but he goes back for the whip.
He gets it, I know, but like he didn't use it until like the end, right?
I wonder at what point in Indiana Jones' travels that he decided that he needed the whip, because they show it in The Last Crusade.
Yeah,
they try to tie it, which I think was stupid. They tie in all the questions we have. They try to it's fighting a lion, and I feel like I just need a whip now.
It's all like so much of it. It's like they really like. I feel like they're trying to plant the seeds early on things so they can like. Like go back on it. Like the whip was like, they're like immediately like he can't lose that, and then he needs it later, and then throughout like you know the fucking dude who gets his face melted off.
Yeah.
The entire movie is like him being like near smoke and fire, like it's like they're just like laying it on really thick. Like I watched it again this morning because I was like, I wanted to get into it.
That preparation is important. That's why you're on here right now, because you take it seriously. And podcasting is not a game, and we don't play it.
You know. Everything is, you can take anything as far as you, you know, I don't know what I'm saying. I lost that metaphor.
No, I know what you mean. I don't like when movies try and tie in questions just for like, why does Indy have a whip? I guarantee you someone along the line after 1 and 2 was like, dude, why does he have a whip?
Yeah.
And then we gotta see. And I like in the last one, Last Crusade, when they show like him, you know, like as a kid in River Phoenix, it was fucking awesome, RIP. And he's like, I was in a fight with a lion and I had this whip and now I always have a whip. It's like, that's not how that works. Like if you got into like a fight, or if a tiger attacks you, like a mountain lion, that'd be kind of cool. A guy killed one the other day. You see that? A guy killed a mountain lion when he was running. Total sidebar. Dude, a guy in Colorado was like jogging and a mountain lion attacked him and he strangled it to death.
Damn.
Which is pretty fucking dope.
I mean, I always think like what's the, like me and my cousin had this debate one time. What's like the biggest animal you think you could kill? Because like survival instincts will kick in at some point. Like I feel like I could kill like a cougar, maybe in like if like
a cougar, dude.
I don't think I could, but this man did. He was probably in shape.
Okay, hold on.
I'm thinking what's like smaller than a cougar?
Okay, a mountain lion is smaller than a cougar.
Give me mountain lion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because I heard a guy could kill. I've never heard of a dude killing a mountain lion with his bare hands before. I've heard of like, because a mountain lion just killed like a dude in California like last year, and then this dude got killed by a mountain lion, and they said it was like 80 pounds.
80 pounds was, can kill you?
And they said it was, well, the one this guy killed was 80 pounds. The one that killed the other dude in California, I think, was bigger.
Okay. Oh,
Jesus. So what'd you say you could kill? What's the biggest animal you could kill?
I said badger. I still, like, I still think badgers, like, they're like a very feisty animal.
Not a honey badger, though. Fuck you up.
Exactly, but...
A regular-ass American badger?
I'll take a honey badger, too, dude.
You couldn't kill a dog?
I could kill a dog.
If it's bigger than a badger. Way there than
a
badger, German Shepherd? Could you kill a German Shepherd?
I could kill any dog. I have no...
Any dog, dude. Hold on.
Yeah, guaranteed. If one started to bite me, I would stick my arm down its throat. And I'd just, like, keep it in there. It's like, at some point, that's like survival instincts.
Oh, dude. But remember fucking Zeus? Remember that dog?
Yeah.
You think you could kill a...
I would stick my arm English Mastiff? Down... its throat.
Duh, but it's a
hundred. An English Mastiff? Are those the ones that are like
the big ones? Yeah,
those. Not those.
That's what I'm saying. That back. Okay, not any dog. That back. Okay.
I forgot they were dogs still. Those are pretty big. All right. Sorry. Those are like, that's like, are bears from dogs? Are they related?
Are bears? Did you just, hold on.
They on that same line? You know what I'm saying?
Did you just ask me if bears...
I phrased it wrong.
From dogs.
You know what I mean.
So you think that what, there was a German Shepherd one day that just through evolution and years of thing, it just grew into a bear?
Something similar.
Are you high right now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, dude, we got to get back to the book and movie. That is amazing. Dude, you know, I thought for the longest time about this fucking, that opening sequence. Okay, so the opening sequence, he's running through and all that shit. And Alfred Molina, who, you know, betrays him or whatever. And there's a scene when he turns a corner and Molina's dead because he didn't have that last trap got him.
Oh, yeah.
And for the longest time, I always thought that Harrison Ford was, like, talking shit to him when he goes by him. I thought he said stupido. He's like, audio stupido. And I was like, you just... And so, but then when I...
What did he say?
I'll play it for you right now. Lost it, deleted it by accident. Yeah, podcasting at its finest.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, no, but he says the guy's name is Cepedo.
Oh.
So for the longest time, I just heard that, and I thought of that that last... Oh, wasn't thing was from Starsky and Hutch. when it's the stupidest fucking scene when they find like a floater, like a guy's dead in the water. And Ben Stiller's like, you punched your last ticket, amigo. And Owen Wilson goes, did you just tough talk a dead body?
Dude, that's like, people have been tough talking dead bodies in shit for so long. Glad they called him out on it.
Somebody should. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why are you tough talking a dead body?
Dude.
What do you gain from that?
Dude, I feel like that's a lot of like some actors' like biggest lines, though. You know, they get those like that's their fucking moment. Like, and that's why... You know,
yeah,
like,
well, Chris Tucker, I always think of the Chris Tucker one when he shoots the guy because the guy talks shit to him in Rush Hour. And the guy says, he was like, wipe yourself off, man, you're bleeding. And then later in the movie, Chris Tucker kills him. And yep. He goes, wipe yourself off, man, you dead.
Chris Tucker.
What are you doing?
Killer line, though, you know?
Killer line. Rude. Super rude.
Yeah, you just killed a man.
Did you just talk about a dead body? So the voice always plays in over top of that whenever anybody does it.
That'd be a great addition to most movies. A little bit of Owen Wilson. Hi.
Wow.
Those are great.
I love those. But yeah, dude, the opening scene. And then there is the scene that always made me kind of laugh was when he gets in the plane and then Snake's in the plane. You know, the one where he gets in the thing, he's like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try and play this again and see if I can do this right this time, okay? I'm going to try it one more time. This is a new one. Here it comes.
Did he call him Mop Head Snakes? That's just Mop Head.
It's Mop Pet Snake Red. His pet snake.
My pet snake. I think he said Mop Head. My pet snake.
His Mop Head Pet Snake Reggie. Exactly. His Mop Head. Now, does snakes come from bears, you think?
You know what? I've had enough. All right, you know what? This is over.
Okay. You turn it all off. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with this.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be fucking cool.
I only have like two of those because I just wanted to play in some shit. I need to get like a soundboard and like just play that Owen Wilson thing every time.
You could add in a few Owen Wilsons. Like a good soundboard should every good soundboard should have an Owen Wilson button.
It should, and I would have used the wow when you were like, "Do dogs come from bears?" Wow.
Wow.
That's funny. Because like okay, so maybe I'm just I don't know. I was thinking about if I'm just being like an asshole when I watch these movies and I just look at all the holes in it and even though I can watch it and just appreciate it for what it is, you know, I can see it that it's like, okay, this is a great movie, it's awesome, and any movie that's, you know, 40 plus years old, it's gonna have some, it's just some holes in it that don't make any sense, that if you look at it for too long, it's, you're gonna fucking ruin it for yourself.
One
that gets me that I didn't understand until I started drinking was when he goes to that chick's place in like Nepal and she's doing the shot-for-shot game.
Yeah. That's like, first off, she is like, there's like 10, like, she's already taken 10 shots, seemingly.
Yeah.
Against some, like, fat, fucking American-ass-looking dude. And then she just, fine. Also, do you see how she takes the shot?
Yeah.
She sips it. She, like, drinks it. She doesn't, like, she doesn't throw it back at all.
Well, she must really enjoy it.
She loves the burn of whiskey. Like, it was a dark liquor, too.
What if they're shooting rum? Like, a bunch of degenerates. Some weird Nepalese, like, dark gin.
Yeah. Oh, man. Asian liquors, I don't trust. I said it, all right?
Why?
Dude.
What's wrong with Asian liquors? I don't even had an Asian liquor. Do they even exist?
They're like, they always put weird spices in them.
You like sake?
No. Pass.
It's Asian liquor.
Get out of here.
What if it's a whiskey made in Asia?
Is it Fireball?
Is it Fireball? It's Sinfire. It's a knockoff brand from Japan.
Maybe. But like I feel like I don't know. I'm a very picky eater, though. That's a whole different...
Well, you like burgers, though.
I do like burgers. Size Burger Blog. Check it out, everyone.
Shout out Size Burger Blog on Instagram.
You know, it's all one big plug.
It's all one. It's just, hey, man, plug yourself.
I don't like
that scene because she's too coherent.
Yeah. Oh, because then right after that is that big ass fight.
There's a big fight, and then she drinks more. That little hole gets shot.
She's like, you know what? That 11 shots earlier was not enough.
I bet she fucks though.
She must.
She must fuck good.
Well, like, it's kind of like also like post Me Too like movement. So it's like everything you have to look at with like now it's like she's. You can tell in, like, the storyline, she's just used as, like, sex. It's like, she doesn't do a whole lot of anything.
But she doesn't fuck anybody until she fucks Indy on the ship.
True.
So, she...
She's just a love interest, though.
She's a love interest. She's definitely... I mean, it's definitely... She's, like, the B-story. She's just used. She's a pawn. She's a sexual pawn used by all the dudes in this movie.
Yeah. I noticed that whenever she's in that... she's captured or whatever right after that by a fucking... whatever that Nazi dude is, or there's many, one of those Nazis, and like it's just, and he's like looking at her through a mirror and you just see her like back.
Did you beat off to that?
Yeah.
I for sure jerked off to that. Dude, that's all I knew. It
dude,
was the
back
best.
In the day, that was like early porn, basically.
Small of a back was...
the no one will know the sexiness of the small of a back, but like a pubescent boy.
I still appreciate that. Small of a back. It's okay, dude. Pull that shirt up and turn around. Can I put my pants? No. Leave your pants. There's nothing small of that back. Two little back dimples. Let's go.
Gimme. Oh, damn.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like whenever I... Like the... I want to make – I feel like it's just a snob when I make these – when I say these things about movies. Like, it's like, she should have been more drunk than she was. But also, no one ever takes shits in movies either.
True.
Speaking of shits, that's like the – that's the famous scene that I was going to want. The sword scene.
Which sword scene?
When Indy shoots the guy with the sword.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's got done going through like a big – like.
Everyone had food poisoning, I guess.
Because isn't it like he – didn't like he was supposed to get into a fight with that guy?
Yeah, so that's one of the trivia things that I wrote down. Shout out IMDb trivia. They have the best shit. But sometimes they repeat the same trivia thing and like they just word it differently to add more trivia count. That's really fucking annoying. Different thing entirely.
You know what? People are just trying to contribute and I respect that. Unlike Blair. Thank you guys.
Sai? Dude? okay, so apparently like the entire crew got food poisoning. Because they're shooting in Tunisia, and everyone got food poisoning. It was like 110. There was this big, huge, you know, like hand-to-hand, like sword and Indy and his whip and all this shit. And
it would have been more whip.
Would have been more whip.
Would have been nice.
Although he does whip the fire poker out of the guy's hand in the bar fight scene.
True.
So that I was forgot about. So the whip counts at two.
Whip counts at two.
I think there's one more though.
There's one later too.
What's the later one?
Doesn't he hop over something with the, like he like uses it to like hold on to something?
That's in the third one. He uses the whip to like.
Oh, as like the fucking rope swing. No, there's another whip. We'll have to think about the whip.
We'll come back to the whip thing. But right now we're at two count for the whip.
Should have been three whip count.
Should have been three whip count. And you know what? There's another one we'll get to later. A spoiler for it. Not a spoiler, but like a cool little thing that I learned literally 10 minutes before you got here. Some cool shit. We'll get to that nice. A little bit later, though. And it's like the whip is an integral part of that, which actually is probably the most important part of the whip is that thing we'll talk about.
They're lucky this
point.
Wasn't invented later, this movie, because the Nene would have been quick behind. Dude, oh, what's up?
Don't ever. I hate
you. I just whipped a Nene on this podcast, motherfuckers.
It's the reason this will never be a video podcast, because people like Sy will come on and try and ruin it with a dance move that was popular 6 years ago.
You know what? You're the reason Vine died, okay?
I was never on Vine. I was never on Vine.
It's people like you.
It's okay. People, you're right. It's fucking my fault. But yeah, that same...
Podcast, we want a long forum to project our thoughts.
We want radio without the commercials or like the music. It's all the, we want all of the witty banter, but for 4-hour-long episodes.
Exactly.
Jesus.
What if we made this longer than Indiana Jones?
Dude, I'm ready to go for 4 hours. I don't work till 8 o'clock.
Nice. I have to work before that.
Do you? What do you? I thought you had the day off.
Laugh Factory, 5.
That's not a job. That's just fun.
True, but whatever. It's work.
I get plenty of time. But that's what they were saying is there. Everyone had food poisoning, and Indiana Jones was just shitting himself. Harrison Ford shitting himself the entire thing. Everyone's sick except for Spielberg because he just brought his own food with him apparently.
Nice.
And all he brought was SpaghettiOs. Like what a weird fuck. He's brought SpaghettiOs with him. Just brought canned SpaghettiOs because he didn't trust the food out there. Which kind of a smart guy.
Good call, I guess.
Everyone else sick as shit.
Who would have thought the guy eating SpaghettiOs would be the healthy one?
The smartest guy there. But he was like, "This must be this big thing. Everyone is super sick," and he's like, "I'm just gonna shoot this guy." And what a fucking savage move!
In it, crew was probably like, "Thank you. We didn't. Have, this way less takes."
Oh, dude, you know what I was thinking about? They're actually in that scene. There's like a continuity error because at first, Indy has his when they first show Indy, he like looks over to the guy, and he has the whip in his hand, like he has unsheathed the whip. And then they reverse shot back to him, and now the whip's just put away, and his hand's on his gun.
Ah.
So I bet the whip was going to be involved in that fight.
They for sure were going to use the whip.
Oh, dude, I would have been better, you think, though? It's kind of hard to top how minimal that was.
It was just like, that was such a badass move. He's like, you know what? I'm over this. Shot him. That was pretty badass. But like, that's like a, I think that's like a Harrison Ford thing. Like in,
he's Han Solo.
He did the like, I love you, I know.
And he did shoot first against Guido. He definitely, Greedo. I always say Guido instead of Greedo. This reminds me of Mike's situation. So shoot, great. Dude, Indy is a dirty fighter.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's kicking people in the nuts.
when he fights the big German dude.
Yeah.
Later on, he
talk about another reason why it should have been like very violent. I didn't realize, but that guy, he had a tough ending. That big German guy. Yeah,
dude, he fucking puts him into a propeller of a plane. But and it's so funny because Indy's biting the guy. And he's like, "What's that?" And then kicks the guy in the mouth.
He throws sand at him at one time.
Throws sand in his eyes. He bites him.
Yeah. And he bites him, kicks him in the nuts.
Kicks him in the nuts, and then he just lets him fall into a propeller go into his face. Violent. What a great way to show violence without actually showing violence. Just showing like the blood splatter on the side is almost enough. It's almost like too much.
It's like, I mean, it's how you get around it on nowadays, but like, dang, I didn't realize how violent that was.
You're just like, it's like just, you're right.
Oh, she got heartburn thinking about how.
Do you want some Tums?
No.
Dude, I live off Tums. It's bad. I have Tums everywhere I go. I have a to-go thing of Tums.
I'm always drinking coffee, so it's like I always get like a little bit of acid reflux.
Dude, how old are you?
46.
Dude, Jesus.
I'm an old man.
You're a side burger guy. This I got burger. Coffee and some heartburn, you know what I'm saying? You guys Christ, wouldn't get dude. It.
I'm going to die at 40 fucking all the
evil. If you make it to 40, that'd be a fucking win. Okay, at this rate, you're burning it at both ends, man. Because, you know, you'd be eating burgers, drinking coffee, and you'd be fucking, Si. I know you'd be fucking because he's a pretty much a married guy.
Yeah.
And relationship couples be fucking.
Yes.
That's not good for you, dude.
What?
It's not good for you.
Why? It's exercise.
Just constantly draining your nuts? Nah, it's not good for you, man. You're thinking too clearly.
All the time, level-headed. It's wild. Yeah, I haven't been mad in a while.
I get mad and I fuck my girlfriend and I feel better.
All right. I'm going to let you live on that line. Back to the movie.
Back to the movie. Not talking about me fucking my girlfriend.
Thank you.
But yeah, dude, so much violence. A lot of like that happens, and then there's the scene. I think he on that same scene when he's fighting the big German guy. Marion is in that plane, and that a truck of like 12 German guys rolls up there, and she just turrets everybody to death.
No remorse, dude. That was okay. I'm saying less of a love line, love story now. She does help.
I kind of a boss bitch. She kind of fucks some people up. She's pretty. She helps.
She's actually a feminine icon, now that I think about it.
You know, they actually regressed their the female co-lead. Because in this one, she's pretty everywhere. She's drinking, she's fucking, she's fighting, she's doing the whole thing. She's being manipulative in like a good way. And then in Temple of Doom, you have that blonde chick who's just a fucking bimbo.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything good.
I didn't even think about that. What year is the last one set in?
Dude, I think they're
the Crystal Skull is like, is it like the 50s?
The Crystal Skull, yeah. The Crystal Skull is Skull's like I think 70s.
Because he's got a kid in that one, right? Isn't Shia?
No, not the 70s. Because Shia's like in his mid 20s.
So maybe, yeah. I guess it depends on which one. I don't know.
Well, because like they were testing nuclear bombs in the Crystal Skull. I think it was probably the 50s. Is that when they were testing?
Yeah.
Nuclear shit?
They're always testing.
They're always testing nuclear shit. Don't bring that up again. They're always testing nuclear shit. I fucking know that.
We also shouldn't be talking about this. All right? Just so you know.
Yeah, they're bugging us, dude. They're in here in me and Greggy's place.
The like, G-Meister is on people's radar.
Dude, he's on a list somewhere.
He should be.
His IP address, everyone knows. It's on a big corkboard behind him. Like, what is this guy looking at?
And then there's just lines going to every fucker. It's like, what is this? I wonder what Greg's search history looks
like. I feel like Greg's the kind of guy who is like one of those dudes in Fight Club who just like needed purpose. His name is Robert Paulson. That's Greg.
He's like, I just need something to do.
I was born in my 20s, man. I need to fight some people and be friends afterwards with them. Look at Greg's knuckle. He's been in some fights. It's a bad thing.
Yep.
Greg might be. Greg's like a fat Harrison Ford.
Great, I agree with that.
Similar, Harrison Ford, all-time dime piece.
I didn't realize he was like a sexy guy. I understand it now.
He wasn't really super. He was pretty. Oh, that's another
rugged. Maybe is the
rugged.
Word.
Rugged. Oh, there's a thing I forgot to talk about. It's another trivia thing. Trivia is so dope. I geek out to trivia and shit. Okay, so there's that. This is going back. So the first scene when his buddy Brody, the other archaeologist, the guy who runs the museum.
Yeah.
When he comes to Indy's place and he's like, "Yo, we're gonna give you the chance to go for the Ark, right?"
Yeah.
And Indy's like, he walks up and like he's like a beater on and like, you know, like shorts and puts his robe on, and apparently, so the way it was written is the reason he's in that baller ass robe is because he was entertaining a nice lady. That's how it was written and shot in the script.
Oh, my.
He had a lady in his room.
They just didn't even show her, but it was just supposed to be implied.
He had a little slam piece in the back. And it was cut because Spielberg didn't want Indy to come off as like a coxman, like a James Bond. Plate. Yeah. They didn't want him to have that. They didn't think it fit his character for him to be fucking chicks. Even though it's pretty clear that the dude is an all-time stickman. Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford, good-looking dude. And the next one, Temple of Doom, he gets yoked.
Yeah.
He's like jacked out of his mind, has the one sleeve ripped off, and he's all biceps.
Dude, that was like the most, probably the more badass version of Indiana Jones, of the four.
Oh, yeah.
The fourth one, he's old. The third one, it's not as old.
Well, the third one is just, it's
him and his dad, right?
Although he really fucks up some Nazis in the third one.
True.
Like he.
Dude, they fucking love hitting Nazis. They're like, Nazis, this. It's weird, isn't like Walt Disney was like notoriously anti-Semitic though, right?
Well, that's another thing.
How he covered it?
They didn't have any reference. They didn't make any of the Nazis reference Jews at all in the movie. You never see them ever reference Jewish anything, even though they're like, I think Belloc, the guy, is like, his character is Jewish, so he wouldn't really be working with the Nazis. Yeah. So they kind of just left all that out. They're like, even though you guys are doing some bad shit. Dude, what's crazy, this movie's only 40 years removed from World War II. Came out in 81.
Dude, we're 40 years removed from this movie almost.
Which makes us almost 80 years removed from when bears were turned into...
Dogs. Hey, man. We don't know for sure.
We'll never know where bears really
There's no way to figure
from.
This out, all right? And I won't hear of it, all right? I won't hear otherwise.
All right. We're moving along. Okay, dude, here's like the cool scene, the thing that I just learned today. And whip alert. So this is one thing that like really bugged me, I think, forever, was when Indy gets on the submarine. You know what I'm talking about? When he's like on the, they search that ship and they take Marion, take his girl, but they can't find Indy anywhere. And then all of a sudden he's on top of the submarine.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, Indy! And then he's on the submarine and they're just like, how's he and then all of a sudden they're at that island.
Yeah.
Like, dude, how'd you get in the submarine? You can't. It's locked.
Yeah.
So you're just on top of a submarine?
I didn't even put that together, honestly. I was just like, what is it? Like, things happen so fast, I feel like they just cut out a lot of like,
well, it's plot holes. There's like weird plot holes, and most plot holes in movies, as I understand it, usually come from editing. They have to cut down on time. It's like, can we get away with this without, you know, because the movie has to be under 2 hours, all this shit, right? It's always something. It's rare that, well, I guess not rare, but like a movie like this, plot holes are from cuts, not from them just being ignorant or not covering their own bases. So I fucking, you know, Googled this shit to find out what actually happened. And basically, what happens is originally, so it's a German U-boat in 1936. Those things don't dive and travel distance underwater. What they do is they're pretty much like ships. And what they will do is they'll go under the water when they attack and leave just their periscope up at the top. And that was how they would sneak up on people. But still, they don't dive that low, right? So in the script, what happened was Indy got on there. And the ship started to dive, and then he started to kind of climb up the periscope because that was all he could really want to. So now things are moving pretty quick, but then they don't actually – they're cruising, but they can't go super fast underwater. So what he does is, in the script, takes out his whip and ties it to the periscope and then ties it to himself
and then he just then it stops diving, and he just rides that thing out all the way to that island.
Oh, that would have been pretty badass.
It would have been dope as fuck.
Whip count could have been at 4 right now, but
whip count could have been at fucking 4, and they did shoot it here. I'll show you like a little fucking picture of it. So this is like how the submarine was shot with all models and shit.
Nice.
And then they had a thing where Indy was on. See, that's the periscope right there.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just riding that shit, and there's was later eventually in the comic book.
That's pretty dope.
Kind of dope, dude. And that would have been a dope. That would have been a 4th whip count.
4th whip count. I feel like the whip makes more sense now. I mean, like
they really
cut out the whip's role in the editing.
I bet the whip's pissed.
The cutting room floor filled with scenes of whips.
Yet the whip is still probably the most. What's more iconic though, the gun, the whip, or the hat?
Hat.
Hat. Right.
Hat one. Whip two.
I would say whip two. He doesn't shoot a lot of guys the with only, his gun.
Without that one, like one where he shoots him in that fight, it's not like he like. First off, he shoots. What I did appreciate was he would be shooting a bunch and he was reloading. I like
yep.
They would at least put in a couple reloads because some movies it's like in that first bar fight he reloads one time, which yeah. I liked, and then I think later, I don't know, but like a lot of times they just don't even seem to care about that.
Well, I think he does shoot more than 6 shots out of his gun a couple times. Yeah, though, where it's like there's like 8 or 10 shots, but then he does reload eventually.
Yeah,
but it's like you shot 2 extra shots, man.
Bang bang bang.
Bang 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 bang. That's damn. It's 8, man. That's 8. That's bad editing.
You know, it's hard to say whose fault that is. Probably the Illuminati's.
I was gonna say Illuminati. Probably it was Illuminati or the Dog Bears. okay, here we go. We'll do this. This is the last trivia, and then we'll fucking wrap up with a little bit of this ending. So, that, dude, what do you think was a better fight scene? Of, would you say it was the bar fight scene, the airplane where he fights the big German guy, or the fight slash chase scene when he's on top of the truck that's carrying all the Nazis in the back? Remember the one where he kind of has to hijack it?
Oh,
another whip scene.
Another whip scene.
He hits the whip underneath. That's one you were thinking about earlier.
That's what I was thinking about.
Where he puts the whip underneath the thing and then uses it to go underneath the thing and come up around the other side.
Yeah, whip count.
Whip count's at
3 should be at 5.
3
I'm calling out this editor. I'm probably going to have words with him on Twitter. We could figure out who it is pretty easily, actually. I'll do that on my own time. Don't worry.
Yeah, so which one of those 3 do you pick? Which one was your favorite one? Of those fight scenes. 2 of them have whips, 1 doesn't. Does that count? Does that matter? Does that sway you anyway?
That the one where he has to hijack the truck, it might be my favorite.
It's so good.
It's so good. That I like the bar scene though. The bar fight is like it's a cool fight.
With the German George Costanza.
German George Costanza. I can't say
it. That's what the guy is, you think about it.
Yeah.
That guy who's like super fucking weird.
That guy is so fucking weird.
And he grabs the thing. And
but like, I'd probably say the truck one at the end.
Truck one's good. Because the guy, I think that's probably the guy he fights that's the most dope. I kind of was almost rooting for the German dude.
Yeah.
That he was like, because the guy was fucking Indy up a little bit. Shot him in the arm, kicked him out that door.
Yeah.
That door fell off way too easy, by the way. He just like kicked the door. It's the side of a massive truck. You're not pulling that door off by kicking it.
That's honestly. If that's what's falling apart on that place, that's a pretty rinky-dink operation there, rinky-dink truck.
The Nazis are just not great, you know, engineers, clearly, at building
Germans truck, notoriously truck bad.
Germans are notoriously bad with their trucks. I fucking... Dude, this movie's so fucking good. It holds up. It totally holds up. Yeah. It's still really, really good.
It's like... It's still a good action movie. Like, there's enough plot to, like, strings it together, but it's like a pretty much constant action after, like... Like, it still holds up in today's version of action mm-hmm. movies. It's not like...
And the lore is good. The fact that they have this, that cool, oh, it's the Ark of the Covenant. Like,
yeah.
That thing is always, it's, and I always think that stuff's cool. Like, I thought Temple of Doom was, like, the weakest of all of the...
Of, like, the, yeah,
because... Of the three, well, I mean, other than the, I don't even count Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, fuck all of that.
It is pretty bad. It's like a whole...
Oh, it's aliens. Okay, fuck you.
Yeah, that one was rough. But Holy Grail, they go after the third one.
That one, not as dope as the Lost Ark, but
Lost Ark,
right there.
It's crazy because the scene in the beginning, like that's one of the most iconic where he like switches the thing for the other thing, like the bag of sand.
What a dope scene.
Yeah, but that's not even like. I remember that scene so vividly as like the big moment, but that's not even the fucking Ark of the Covenant, you know?
That's like,
but like he just is getting some like small.
It's like a movie in itself, that opening scene. It really is essentially a short film if you think about what it is. He's in a totally different location than he's at the rest of the movie. As an entire arc of he's got this group and then they betray him. There's a betrayal. There's the action there. He gets the trinket and then he loses it, and gets it stolen by this other guy. And then he, even though he's lost the thing he came to get, he has to save his own life, and he escapes. That's like arguably the best short film of all time.
Short film right there. The opening to Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones and the Golden Buddha. What was the thing that he stole? I mean,
I don't. It was a Golden Buddha looking ass thing.
Another funny part was that there was light. Couldn't you have just gone down to the light that was shining into the thing?
Oh yeah.
Remember, like when he goes down there, it's like there's the one light is coming down and hitting the statue.
Yeah,
and it had no moss on it, no dust. It was totally pristine.
He had no problem just jumping into like fucking.
He could have just got his whip down there, put a little some stick on the end, and just whips that thing and pulls it back up.
Honestly, if this guy
whip count should be at six.
Whip count six minimum. This guy, any nerd should just whipping shit around, just fucking like you know how people have those like extender grab things.
Yeah, yeah.
Just whipping shit around. I would love to see Indiana Jones just chilling around the house.
We're going
to
start a new podcast called Whip Count.
Whip Count.
Whip Count. And we'll have just different soundboards.
That'd be great.
The ending to me was kind of was low-key scary.
Yeah.
I remember being really scared of I remember having like nightmares of the dude's face melting.
The face melting is like, I remember that. I like from the movie when I like from when I was a little kid, I remember like the opening scene and then the face melt. That was pretty much it. And then now like it's like
it's still pretty good, even
but
though
the face melting, it's whatever, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but it's, I mean, you have to account for the time it was made.
In the 80s, it must have been amazing, 81. But the graphics are just everything is trash now. And compared, like old shit graphics are bad.
You can't.
That's why, like the hand to hand combat stuff is still holds up because it's still like fighting. Like, uh-huh. People are still like, I mean, like it's still kind of bad fighting, but like
the sound. The only thing I have against the fighting really is the sound. They just fucking hit each other. It's like that weird smack. And that was another trivia thing that I saw. It was to do like the ADR for that. They had all the sound they put in afterwards. They had just a guy with the Louisville Slugger hitting a stack of leather jackets because they couldn't find a way to make the punching sound. I mean, now it's like
we have all those sounds.
Yeah, but now but they do it now where it's even better. It's like it's actually like a human fist hitting. Like a pig's carcass.
Oh, like it would be like a fucking like Rocky thing.
Yeah. Or it was like if you see Fight Club when they like those sounds just are disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They really fuck each other up.
You been punched in the face really hard?
No.
Congrats, man.
I've dodged one.
You've dodged a punch?
I got hit, but it wasn't a direct, you know, like it glanced.
Did that Floyd Mayweather kind of where you just like move away and it kind of grazes over your forehead?
Well, I was getting attacked from behind on that one. So I was like, it was like a this and it just like hit me, you know, like grazed off my.
It's kind of hot, dude. Were you having sex or was it like something else?
No, I was
like a street fight.
Walking back. I was like in high school and like me and a couple guys were walking to like go get food. And like we, this group of like 10 kids behind us started walking. They're like probably our age. And then they just, one kid came up and hit me.
But you sensed it.
Yeah, like they were like running up and I was like saw that just in time. But like, yeah, it's like I kind of got jumped, but didn't. Like they didn't.
Did you throw back at him?
No.
You just dodged and then bailed.
I dodged and we started like walking away. And this dude I was with, it was like a group of like 10 or 11 kids behind us, and it was me and like three other dudes. So it was a group of four, and then this
kind of outnumbered. Yeah.
Yeah. He throws down his bag. He goes, "All right, who wants to fight?" Because he was like, they were like following us for like a couple blocks.
Okay.
Just throwing shit at us, talking shit. And we're like, I was like, man, I just want to get to fucking Hardee's because we were trying to go to Hardee's.
AKA Carl's Jr., for those of you out there from Washington State.
Is Carl's Jr. up there? Well, Hardee's, which is from, it's based in St. Louis. What up?
Shout out St. Louis.
Shout out St. Louis. Yeah, but like, it was just this one kid, he like played football. So he was just like, he was like, I knew they weren't going to want to fight. And if they did, well, we lose. It's like he was willing to like just risk it. I was like, I would have ran.
That's like when you make yourself really big when a dog bear is around. And you're like, get out of here! And then the
fuck you. The dog. Full circle.
Callbacks. Okay, dude. This part, I think the thing that to this day kind of fucks me up is the ending when they're like, where's the Ark now? Like, top men are heaven. Who? Top men. And then it's just that big, huge, massive warehouse of all those same boxes that are labeled top secret. Yeah. And I'm like, there's got to be a fucking warehouse out there with the Ark of the Covenant in it. I'm convinced.
Honestly, maybe. Like, what's Area 51 or whatever? Like, the government is holding.
Are they hiding their shit, you know?
I don't know. Probably. Have you ever, like, driven through, like, a bum-ass state? You're from Washington. You've probably driven through some of
the... Yeah, I bet they're Montana. It's terrible.
Exactly. Dude, there's so much land that just has nothing. You could dig a hole 60 feet deep in the middle of Montana, and no one would know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's, like, going to be hidden somewhere. Like, you could hide it somewhere top secret, but you could just hide it somewhere fucking random, too. Like, you don't even need to do anything if you're the government.
Yeah, and, like no one's going to be looking through all those boxes.
Yeah.
But what a cool visual when it's just like they just keep panning out and it's just more and more boxes.
You just
and
gotta
that
wonder.
Guy just takes that left. And it's like, oh, that's gone.
And then chain with all of their treasures. Do you think they just have a lot of treasures?
A lot of treasures. I remember seeing one thing. It was like a cool picture. It was after World War II, and these I forget what they think, the British soldiers, I think, were like opening up this all these packages that the Germans had hidden. And they open it up, and it's the Mona Lisa inside.
Oh, damn. Because
they had sacked all of the museums and shit in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And so when they it was lost for like years and years and years. And then after the war, because what the Nazis like burnt everything they had, they burnt it to the ground. Like they didn't want anybody else to have all this priceless art. They're like, fuck the enemy. We're burning all the shit that we stole from you originally. So even if we get fucked up and we're dead, it's like, well, that thing we stole,
your culture
it's coming
didn't
with
last
us.
Either. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they like. There was a movie about it where they like recovered all the stolen art that the Nazis stole. I think like George Clooney was in it or something.
I've seen that.
Was it good? I never saw it.
It was all right.
It's okay. George Clooney's pretty good.
I love him. Ocean's 11, my favorite movie.
Dude, it is so. You're Ocean's 11 next. Dude, yeah, Ocean's 11, I've seen that movie 100 times.
I've seen that movie. Yeah, same.
I can have it on and just work. And
yeah.
It's just white noise
it's
to
great.
Me.
It's great. It's like, and then when I'll catch it, I'm like, oh yeah. Love that part. Back to what my life is.
Yep. That part. Oh, what are they doing? It's this thing where they're racing trucks against the big truck. I'm going to watch that. And then...
I'm going to cut you like third period French, and then let's go back to... Oh, I'm going to drop you like third period French. I love that. Fucking...
How's it going? Time of my life. What? I'm running away with your wife. Cool.
All
right, brother. Thanks for coming on, man.
Hell yeah, dude. This is fun. Blue Ocean's 11 next.
Go follow Cy Burger Blog, and don't follow Cy's Instagram. Follow his Burger Blog because it's better.
Thanks for that. All right, sweet.
All right, dude.